This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff, contributor to Audiophile, has joined me this week. I'm Joe Reed, and we are getting some really cool suggestions. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Joe. And we have reached that day of the week where I share my very favorite listen of the month. And my favorite listen was Republic of Detours by Scott Borchert, read by Jonathan Yen. I really like Jonathan Yen. I'm just going to start that. And he does an extremely good job on this audiobook.
Okay. Now, The Republic of Detours, this is about the Federal Writers Project.
Exactly right. And what's fascinating about it is it's a book about people. It is not a 40,000 feet audiobook. It is an audiobook that you get under the skin of the director. You learn all about the people who were in the Writers Project. And there were some fascinating people in the Writers Project. Among the famous writers who participated were Richard Wright, Nelson Algren, Zora Neale Hurston, and my own favorite, not as famous as others, but from the state where I live, wait for it, Vardis Fisher, who is the beginning writer and one of the most important in the whole project. He gets his Idaho book out first, and then he becomes kind of a regional representative. And he's a quirky, even cranky guy, wrote almost the entire Idaho project by himself, which is atypical because most of the federal guides were group written. He was a little different.
And we should explain what this was. The Federal Writers Project, its goal was basically to have unemployed writers document America, its people, its history.
Not exactly. Let me just correct you on one thing. It was statewide. It wasn't America so much as state by state and some cities like D.C. and New York. But it was a state. It was a federal project that was organized state by state.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's not history writ large. It's the emphasis is on states and sometimes from very unexpected perspectives.
I think they just picked people who weren't, you know, who had idiosyncratic talents. And I think whether irreverence was encouraged or not, the talents were idiosyncratic and they were very localized. The director, Henry Alsberg, was a fascinating guy in himself. He was kind of an accidental hire to this, and yet he did a remarkable job. He traveled all around the country. He ran, you know, a fairly large writing program around the entire nation. And he, in the end, and this was kind of sad, he, in the end, became a victim of a kind of precursor to the House Non-American Activities Committee by a guy named, a congressman from Texas named Martin Dees Jr., who claimed the FWP, the Federal Writing Project, was, quote, promoting class hatred, unquote. And he helped usher its demise.
That's so typical. But it was a brilliant idea and a brilliant project. And I remember being in a cabin in the Shenandoah and finding a Shenandoah guide that was written by the Federal Writers Project. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. It was amazing. Oh, they were fabulous.
They did a total of 350 of them. And I will say Vardis Fisher's one. I'm not always a fan of Vardis Fisher. He's a little bit didactic in his fiction. But he does a brilliant job of taking the reader through Idaho in his guide. I should mention something about Jonathan Yen. Jonathan Yen reads this with warmth and intelligence. And I've always thought, because I've listened to three or four of his other narrations, that he has a real storyteller's style.
Didn't you talk about Food Americana by David Page that he read?
He did a wonderful job on that. This is the third or fourth I've done with you, I think.
Yeah, I remember that book. That was really, really good. I like him too. I like him a lot. And I think we should hear a little now.
Let's do it.
Do you need to set this up?
Here, this is where they talk about what the FWP was and how it worked.
This is The Republic of Detours by Scott Borchert, and it's read by Jonathan Yen.
The FWP operated in tandem with the other WPA arts projects for theater, visual art, and music. All were part of the same policy strategy that, through the Civilian Conservation Corps, sent young men to clear forest trails, or, through the Public Works Administration, paid workers to build the Lincoln Tunnel. The FWP was a work relief program, and its primary mission was to keep writers from starving to death or killing themselves while putting cash into circulation.
See, this is another perfect voice for this audiobook, in the same way Rupert Degas was for the Saki. Jonathan Yen is for Republic of Detours.
He gives you that kind of American studies hit. You know, you really are immersed into the 1930s and what they were attempting, because the FWP was one of many attempts to employ artists as well as projects like the, you know, the CCC to put people in the woods. And I mean, they were just doing what they could to get people working.
Exactly. Exactly. And doing amazing things while they were doing it. Hello, Lincoln Tunnel. I'm looking at you in New York.
Hello, all the bridges in Boise, Idaho. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. That is The Republic of Detours by Scott Borchert, and it's read by Jonathan Yen. And thank you so much for suggesting this book, because this has jumped to the top of my list.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I know I will. I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Wilkie Collins' Man and Wife, read by Nicholas Bolton, published 10 years after Collins' most popular novel, The Woman in White, centers on the confused and inequitable marriage laws of 19th century Britain. And it also reflects the author's own antipathy towards the institution. Collins shows himself to be a masterly storyteller, seamlessly moving the action from a country house to a suburb of London and into a world of deceit and murder. You can get it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.